America.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Roland, in this particular segment, you know that I've had a passion.
I know you have many passions.
Many passions.
I'm not quite sure which one you're referring to at the moment.
American popular standard music.
Ah.
Music of a time. And this is something that I've been meaning to get at. As you know, I did a show actually not too long ago. I finished after 5 years from a restaurant where we essentially featured American popular standard music. And it is a music of a time, granted, mostly the 30s and 40s.
I was going to say, would you define popular
American popular standard music is music of a particular era in our time, which spanned the early 30s right on through the early 50s, a 20-year span, which was interrupted by World War II. And this is the music of the big bands.
Okay.
This is the music of early Sinatra, Tony Bennett, the great singers. And I have a pantheon. And in this pantheon, it concludes Sinatra with Tony Bennett and Ella Fitzgerald. And then a long list of extraordinary singers, Peggy Lee, Sarah Vaughan, Lady Day, Billie Holiday. I can go on. All wonderful singers. But this particular music continues to, it keeps coming back all by itself. I was walking down the corridors of a school the last time I was on the West Coast. And I was listening to young people listening to Sarah Vaughan. Well, that just stopped me in a heartbeat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one young man was singing Frank Sinatra. I'm saying, am I losing my mind? Did I step into a time warp here? Because I absolutely love this music. It's a music of intelligence. And we can debate the issue of today's music as opposed to that music. And, of course, we have the great music of the 50s and onward. And, of course, it includes jazz and what have you. And jazz, another realm of American popular standard music, because jazz is extraordinary.
You also had jazz back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
But
I mean,
jazz is the music base of Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Miles Davis. I can go on. The point is, this music was so well done. It is so intelligently done. You cannot refute its sense of purpose. Its sense of purpose was telling a story. And you and I talked about this Stewart's book, The Power of Words.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the words, the great writers of their time who had these extraordinary singers to deliver that kind of music. I miss it. It's no longer played on radio stations in the United States. You cannot find it. There are a couple of Florida and California stations that still on occasion on the overnights play American popular standard music. But it is a music of a time that carried America right on through the Holocaust of World War II, that great conflagration, and into the 50s when rock and roll was born. But in that period, we had these extraordinary performers who understood the nature of their time. Sinatra leading the way along with Ella Fitzgerald.
Don't you think that most of the music and the songs that were sung in those days were stories? They were understandable lyrics that had a beginning and a middle and an end to them.
I couldn't say it any better. And we don't have that anymore, because we don't have that kind of intelligence. And I'm going to get the emails on this one.
Well, you know,
it's just not there.
For me, Carl, though, I cannot understand some of the lyrics today, even though I have my ear close to the speaker.
Because they're not saying anything.
It's a lot of repetition.
Repetition, and we're not going to go into the rap thing, and that's another story again. And that is part of a generation. I can understand it from a generational perspective. Every generation has their music. We must understand that, recognize that. We did in the 60s, okay? Recognize that, but this music stands for all time, and that's my point here. It is a music for all time. It will transcend every generation.
But so does Presley.
Yes.
So does any of the other great rock and rollers out there.
Without question.
It stands for all time.
It does, in their place and time. And this music, which shall not be lost, if I'm a flag raiser, if I am, it's for American popular standard music.
Your favorite music of all time is what?
Frank Sinatra singing any ballad we can think of, quite frankly.
Any ballad?
Any ballad by Sinatra.
Well.
My favorite all of right. all time. Carl Sabatino, my other favorite, Roland Smith. We're back.
America. to American Biker Minute. Bikers who favor two-tone paint will have a choice when buying one of these 2015 American Icons. Two-tone paint, maybe green and cream? Anyone? Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. News for Indian lovers. Some of the 2015 Indian motorcycles will sport two-tone paint, a practice at Indian going back nearly 80 years. And now, new at the Polaris Company. 2015 Indian Chief two-tones are red and black. The Chief Vintage, red and black and red and cream. And green and cream. Wow. Chieftains get treated to red and black, blue and cream. MSRPs for the new multicolored Indians expected to be released soon. Green and cream. Anyone? American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We all have an inner critic, that little voice that tells us we aren't good enough, we don't work hard enough, or we don't deserve success.
Your self-esteem takes a real hit with thoughts like that.
Henrik Edberg, author of The Power of Positivity, has a way to shut down that inner voice instantly when it rears its ugly head. Use a stop word.
As the critic says something, in your mind, shout stop or no.
You could even come up with a stop phrase, like, I don't accept that kind of talk.
Then refocus and think of something you could say to yourself or do to feel more confident.
Stop negativity with a stop word. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.